Shiites in Baghdad are flocking to recruitment centers to defend their city, the latest sign of worsening sectarian conflict in war-ravaged Iraq. To the north, militants of the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant continue a brutal and effective campaign, seizing municipalities and military equipment and posting images of them purportedly executing all who stand in their way. The United States ordered an aircraft carrier into the Persian Gulf, which the Pentagon says provides additional flexibility should military options be required. President Barack Obama says he understands what is at stake.
Iraqi security forces have proven unable to defend a number of cities, which has allowed the terrorists to overrun a part of Iraq's territory. And this poses a danger to Iraq and its people. And given the nature of these terrorists, it could pose a threat eventually to American interests as well.
But we need to stop this. But the action needs to be now, not 2 weeks down the road.
U.S. engagement in Iraq is urgently needed, according to Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
So we have to be very careful with any military strategy. I think diplomatically, we've got to bring the Sunni Shia Kurds together against the extremists.
Another Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, says the United States should engage in talks with Iraq's neighbor, Iran, on the crisis. The White House says options are being prepared and reviewed.
Any action that we may take to provide assistance to Iraqi security forces has to be joined by a serious and sincere effort by Iraq's leaders to set aside sectarian differences. We can't do it for them. And in the absence of this type of political effort, short-term military action, including any assistance we might provide, won't succeed.
For now, Iraq's exacerbated sectarian divides are producing more bloodshed and chaos by the day. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.